the world this week. Politics.
Donald Trump said he would impose fresh sanctions on Iran following an audacious missile and drone attack on two oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. The Abqaiq crude processing plant, the biggest of its kind in the world, and the Quraish oil field. Claims by Houthi rebels in Yemen that they staged the attack were dismissed by American and Saudi officials. The Houthis are backed by Iran in a proxy war fighting a Saudi-led coalition. Iran insists it was not responsible for the strike.
Israel's general election, the second this year, produced no clear result. Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud coalition lost seats, so he will struggle to remain prime minister. The centrist Blue and White Party, led by Benny Gantz, a former general, is now the largest in the Knesset, but will need the support of other parties to form a government, which could take months.
The first round of Tunisia's presidential election narrowed the field to two contenders, Kais Saied, a conservative law professor, and Nabil Karoui, a wealthy populist who is in jail on tax evasion charges and has been described as the Tunisian Berlusconi. Turnout was a mere 45%. Disappointed liberals lament that the runoff later this month will be a race between the Godfather and the Terminator.
Prosecutors at the International Criminal Court have appealed against the acquittal of Laurent Gbagbo, a former president of Ivory Coast, on charges of crimes against humanity. The charges are related to a disputed election in 2010, in which Mr. Gbagbo refused to accept he had lost. About 3,000 people died in the subsequent violence.
A fire at a boarding school near Monrovia, the capital of Liberia, killed at least 27 people.
Donald Trump named Robert O'Brien as his fourth national security adviser, replacing John Bolton. Mr. O'Brien is the State Department's hostage negotiator, working to free American captives in countries such as North Korea and Yemen. He is the author of While America Slept, Restoring American Leadership to a World in Crisis.
Mr. Trump said that his administration would abrogate California's laws on car emissions, which set higher standards than federal rules, in order to produce far less expensive cars for the consumer. Regulators have often griped that the state dictates rules for the country as a whole. California vowed to fight the administration all the way to the Supreme Court.
Fires raging in the forests of Borneo and Sumatra blanketed Southeast Asia in a thick haze. Indonesia deployed more than 9,000 people to fight them, but the unusually dry conditions hampered their efforts.